giant Kropp. Here's the approach in this bi-district playoff game is underway. End over and kick. It's returnable by Kropp at his own 10, up the middle, 15, 20, 25, across the 30, 35, chugging to the 37-yard line. A nice 27-yard return that time by the sophomore Wyatt Kropp. Is in on the tackle was Lewis McPherson, the 155-pound freshman. Trey O'Neill to go under center, wing T set up, Chris Pound split wide left, tight end Kropp right or left side. This is Wyatt Kropp, and he is into the end zone. Touchdown, Scott City. Wyatt Kropp from 3 yards out with 8:26 to go first quarter on a nice 8-play, 63-yard drive, and the Beavers lead 6-0. 12th play of the drive for the Beavers. Started at their own 22. They're at the Lake and 8, first and goal. Wing T set up, handoff up the middle. Baker inside the 5. He's into the end zone. Touchdown, Scott City. Sloan Baker, his first rushing touchdown of the year, and it's 14-0 with 10:18 to go first half. Wing T set up, Armstrong split wide left from the 35 right hash mark, first and 10, play fake by Seeger. He is under pressure, throws it up, and it's going to be deflected, picked off Braden Strine inside the 45 to the 43-yard line. It was off the hands of Aparicio right at midfield. Strine, the safety, with his third pick of the year, and it's plus two on the turnovers tonight for Scott City. Beavers going to a pistol setup with Trey O'Neill. Shotgun formation behind him is Wyatt Kropp. Two receivers set. Brett Meyer and Chance Yeager and Strine in motion. This is going to be a pitch to Brett Meyer into the end zone. Pass is going to be caught by Braden Strine. Touchdown on the wide receiver pass from Brett Meyer to Braden Strine. And Scott City throws a little trickeration into the game. And with 57 seconds before halftime, it's 21-0. Shotgun set up for Caleb Seeger. He has twins to the left and to the right. Fumble. Fumbled snap, and it's still loose. And I think still loose. Scott City picks it up at the 29-yard line. It was a low snap from Jacob King to Caleb Seeger. And that time, Seeger didn't fall on it quick enough. Scott City plus three on the turnovers tonight, and they have a chance to go up here with more points with 44 and a half seconds to go before halftime. Trey O'Neill will be in the backfield, and quarterback two in the backfield, split between Wyatt Kropp and also Yeager. O'Neill dropping back to pass. Pump fake, looking, still looking, buying time. Chucks it up for grabs. It's up, and it's going to be tipped. Caught by Strine. Are you serious? Down to the 1 yard line. It was like a Hail Mary throw and a 32 yard pass play in his first and goal. Unbelievable. So, wing T set up from the 1, second down and goal. Lakin with about 9 guys in the box. This is Sloan Baker. Dives into the end zone. Touchdown with 4 seconds to go. And it's 28-0 for the Beavers, a 20-point second quarter for Scott City. Baker with his second rushing touchdown of the night. Back to action, finally wing to left and a 2-receiver set. Seeger pump fake once, pass picked off Cooper Griffith right in the passing lane. 40, 35 to the 33-yard line. There is a flag on the left side of the field. If it stands, though, the play stands, it'll be Lakin's fourth turnover of the night and Griffith with his first pick of the year. Trey O'Neill shotgun set up, twins to the right. Wyatt Kropp flanked to the right of O'Neill. Wing to the right is Braden Strine. Trey, a quarterback draw. He'll keep it himself and walk into the end zone untouched for his rushing touchdown, his third of the year, and it's 35-0. Trey O'Neill will go under center. First play of the fourth quarter up the middle for Yeager. Goes left side. Is he in? No signal.
Yes.
Yes, he is. Touchdown, Scott City. 5 seconds into the fourth quarter. 2 minute, 42-second drive for Scott City, and they find pay dirt, and it is 42-0 with 11:55 to go. At third and 8, Seeger rolling to his left under pressures. He gets drills. He throws in Sloan Baker with his second pick of the year, third pick of the year. Cuts it across the grain, 45, and it's slammed to the turf at the 49-yard line. 6:15 to go in the game. This is their ninth play that started at their own 20-yard line. Scott City with a big lead of 43-0 here by district game 2013. Rolling to his right is Seeger. Looking downfield under pressure, he'll chuck it up, and it's going to be picked off! Picked off by Scott City in the sixth turnover of the night. And Drake McCray will find himself an interception there. Fourth interception thrown by Seeger tonight. Scott City will go to Phillipsburg. This will be their first meeting with the Panthers, and the knee will do it. And Scott City is a victorious tonight, 43-0. That's your final here at Darner Field in Scott City over the Lakin Bronx.